Hello, welcome. We're going to be discussing efficient markets hypothesis. So let's talk about what is considered a random walk and how that associates to efficient markets. So a random walk is the theory that stock price movements are unpredictable. So there is no way to know where prices are headed. Studies of stock price movements indicate they do not move in neat patterns. This random pattern is a natural outcome of markets that are highly efficient and respond quickly to changes in material information. Now you can notice this is American States Water Company. Just a random stock that was picked. You can notice over this 3-year period, you can see it looks like a real random walk. There's no real order or process you would think behind the stock movement. Why is it trading like this? Why is it selling off? Why are people buying? So random walk is the theory that states, hey, there is no real order to stock price movement. Now let's think about efficient markets. Efficient market is a market in which securities reflect all possible information quickly and accurately. To have an efficient market, you must have many knowledgeable investors actively analyzing and trading stocks. You need the reason why price movements happen so much is because there are fluctuating market conditions. Maybe the individual company is having some volatility, so there are people taking positions, trading in and out, buying the stock, and it's kind of moving sideways, like we'll see here in the random walk. This stock is kind of moving sideways. And another thing, American States Water Company. It's a water company, right? So water companies are utilities. They're not really going to have a lot of new demand drivers, right? We already have plenty of demand for water, right? So American States Water, as a utility, isn't going to be trying to capture revenue growth. They're not trying to capture greater profit. One, because we probably have a cap on prices that they can charge for water, for one, so they can't really grow their revenues by increasing prices over time. So really, inflation of asset prices doesn't help a company like American States Water. Notice how the pattern is just moving kind of sideways. It's not on a real upward trajectory, right, or a downward trajectory. It's just kind of chopping out sideways. Now, you notice this may happen too to a company that isn't a utility, that's maybe a retail store or another type of just producing stock that isn't really heavily regulated by the government. If there is times of uncertainty and stock traders don't know which way the stock is going to go, if it's going to move up or down because the company is kind of performing neutrally, you'll see this kind of price action that is just sideways. We're just staying in this range because we are trying to figure out what is the next move of the company. But in this theory of random walk, you can see that it seems random. What are the reasons behind the price fluctuations? And a lot of this is just buying and selling, people taking positions, traders in the market manipulating the stock price. So in a way, it is kind of a random walk, but information of all sorts are being priced in as the stock moves. That's why you need investors that are knowledgeable, that can digest information quickly, so that way you can have all of the information priced into that stock price that is out there, public or private. Information is widely available to all investors. Public information about all companies, from financials to press releases as far as what new products are out there, change in CEO, board of directors, shakeup. Most information is public and is easily priced in to stocks. Events such as labor strikes or accidents tend to happen randomly. So when those happen, something that's a negative event that impacts the firm negatively, their stock price will see a change as well. And if it's a negative event, more than likely that stock price will be going down. Investors react quickly and accurately to new information. That's why you see The price has changed so much as information is priced in, knowledge about the company, ideas, any kind of news, any kind of market conditions, they are all priced in to the stocks very, very quickly. So the efficient market hypothesis is information is reflected in prices. Not only the type and source of information, but also the quality and speed with which it is reflected in prices. The more information that is incorporated into prices, the more efficient the market becomes. So let's look at levels of the efficient market hypothesis. There's a weak form of efficient markets, a semi-strong form of efficient markets, and a strong form of efficient markets. Let's take a look at the weak form. So past data on stock prices are no use in predicting future stock price changes. So they're saying everything's already priced in. All the past data is already priced in. That data will no longer affect the stock price moving forward. Again, everything is random in the weak form. They believe that there is really no data that moves the stock. Simply, it should be a buy and hold strategy. If you're just buying the index and you think that we're in a strong market economy and the stock price is going up, there's no reason for these inter-period movements. You need to look at the long-term projection of the price, and if it is upward, buy and hold. Semi-strong form of efficient markets. So semi-strong form, abnormally large profits cannot be consistently earned using public information. That is because the public information should already be priced in to the stock price. Any price anomalies are quickly found out, and the stock market and the stock price adjusts. Adjustments in prices happen quickly as data comes out, information comes out to the public. All of that information is digested quickly. That is the reason for market swings, price changes, and the semi-strong form of the efficient market hypothesis. Strong form. There is no information because everything is already priced in. So when you have a strong form of efficient market hypothesis, there is all the information that is out there, private, public, is already priced in, and there is no more room for price appreciation or depreciation based on new data. Market anomalies that can affect stock prices. The calendar effect, stock returns may be closely tied to the time of year or time of week. In stock trading, you'll hear people talk about cyclical trades, getting into retail stocks whenever it's around the holidays, things like that. Questionable if it really provides any opportunity. A lot of stock prices do appreciate, especially in retail around Christmas time, so they are experiencing sales growth, a lot of revenue generation during the holidays in retail, so you'll see a lot of people get in retail stocks at the end of the year during the holidays because they're expecting greater revenue growth in that time period. The small firm effect, the size of a firm impacts its stock returns. For example, small firms may offer higher returns than larger firms, even after adjusting for risk. Sometimes larger firms can get bloated, cost heavy, whereas smaller firms are more lean, cost conscious, and more efficient and effective at managing their risks. So they may offer a higher return because of their flexibility and nimbleness and able to control costs. Earnings announcements. Stock price adjustments may continue after earnings adjustments have been announced. So usually Wall Street has analyst firms. On Wall Street have analysts, and they will predict out their future earnings of companies that they follow. And if the company comes in and beats the estimate of earnings, typically you'll see a stock price really jump because they've outperformed the market estimates. Unusually good quarterly earning Earnings reports may signal buying opportunity. That means the firm is operating better than expected. Wall Street analysts cover every aspect of the firm, so they know it inside and out, so they're predicting this type of growth. And if they exceed those estimates, typically that'll ensue with a lot of buying and appreciation of stock price. The price to earnings, or the PE effect, or the value effect, uses the price to earnings ratio to value stocks. We'll talk more about that later. Low price to earnings stocks may outperform high price to earnings stocks even after adjusting for risk.